Hello and welcome to another episode of the CBW Financial Planning Podcast. In this episode, we are joined by our two most senior members of staff, Tony Lesser, the founding partner of CBW Financial Planning, and Chris Clayton, the current managing director. This celebrates CBW Financial Planning's belated 25th birthday. Thank you both for joining us. So 1996 was a year for some noteworthy events. Not only was CBW Financial Planning created, but Paul Gascoigne and co were meant to be bringing football home. The Spice Girls were introduced to the world. And Dolly the sheep became the first mammal to have been successfully cloned. Let's not forget that I was also born. So Tony, 25 is a long time to run a successful business. Tell me what it's been like leading CBW Financial Planning.
It's probably fair to say it's been a bit of a blast, Lewis. It's been a long time. It's been the largest part of my career. That's something I've enjoyed immensely, creating something that's been successful. And now being handing over the reins to other people and knowing that clients will continue to be looked after is really important. So I think really I'd like to think I've created something that's successful and valued by people. And it's nice to see good people coming in and continuing that kind of history.
So what's been the best thing about building CBW Financial Planning? I mean, you mentioned there that it's been nice to build something that's successful and then you hope to leave it in good hands. What else has there been?
I think when I joined the practice, CBW was a comparatively small accountancy practice, poked away in what we called Highgate. It was actually Archway. And I think if you look at our industry, and I think Chris will understand this well, still the majority of people work on their own. And building a business that now has 22, 23 people in it with four or five advisors and a really strong support team does make us different from a lot of the industry. We've become a much larger accountancy practice, and building something that I think clients look at and the rest of an accountancy practice looks at and realizes that we do a great job for our clients is something that is really important to me. And also for me, something that I have got immense enjoyment out of is seeing the people within the team that I work with develop. So I joined CBW when I was 33 years old. I was a young father for the first time, and staying here for 27 years and being able to retire at the age of 60 has been hugely beneficial to my family. So we've got people within the team who have been with us for over 20 years, they've started families, they've got grown-up children now, they've bought houses, and that's actually really quite satisfying as well. And also, we've had clients have the opportunity to do that, so it's not really just about investing money, it's seeing the benefit that people have had from being able to save money, spend their money, enjoy their retirement. All of those things really are just a satisfying part of the job.
Yeah, so obviously you said earlier that it's been a blast, but I imagine there's been some challenges along the way. What's been your biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenges come when we have uncertainty. And we're talking here today with a war going on 2,000 miles down the road. So if I look back to 1996, when we started the business, we had the tech bubble burst at the end of the 20th century, and with it a lot of uncertainty. We had the financial crisis in 2008, we had a China crisis in 2016, and now we've got this war today. So in dealing with clients and dealing with their investments, and you know, for us as well, we all have our own personal investments. I think when things don't go as you expect them to go, that is a challenge. It's a challenge for us as individuals, and it's a challenge because in our professional capacity, we get calls from clients who have concerns. And fortunately, we didn't live back in 1929 when today's catastrophes were real catastrophes. Yeah. And the investment world saw stock markets fall by 90%, people jumping off of buildings. So by comparison, we live in a very different world. That said, we have people that understandably are quite emotionally attached to their money. And when they see it go down by 10 or 15% in a couple of weeks, and they get letters from investment firms telling them that it's gone down, it sort of hurts. And we get those phone calls and we have to reassure our clients. But in the context of your question, that is challenging.
Going back to clients calling 25 years, you went back to 1996. Have you got many clients that are still around now who have been with you close to the beginning or from the very beginning?
We have clients who predate CBW. So when I joined Peter and Melvin and David back in 1996, I had a number of clients that I brought across with me. They're still clients of the practice today. We sent out gifts to a number of clients who were dealing with us in those first few months at CBW, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to say that we still deal with those clients today.
So why do you think CBW Financial Planning has a successful business for so long?
So over the years, we've built a team who want to develop long-term relationships with their clients and really care about what they do. Financial planning has extended over the years to family members, partners, businesses, business partners, charities. The list can go on, and I think it's vital for us as advisors to see the bigger picture. It takes a lot of care, a lot of time, and a lot of commitment to really get inside somebody's head and understand what they're trying to do, what their priorities are, and what their objectives are. So I've spent years, and I know other members of the team have spent years, trying to give them the best possible advice we can to achieve their aspirations. Hand on heart, I can say that we've always looked ahead as a business and how we can further benefit our clients. And I believe that the industry, to some extent, has lagged behind us. We've always tried to stay ahead of that. So cash flow modelling, as an example, that we've used for 10 or 12 years is still not used by a substantial part of the industry. We've also always tried to find the best possible staff we can. We became a chartered practice several years ago now, and as a part of that, we look to employ chartered advisors, chartered paraplanners, and we provide a training regime within the practice to make sure that our staff can be as good as they want to become, and to make sure that our clients get the very best out of us.
Really appreciate that, Tony. As you know, you'll be retiring from CBW in May, which has meant Chris has taken the reins as managing director. Chris, thanks again for joining us. As you know, CBW Financial Planning has a clear vision for growth, promoting from within, giving employees the chance to progress and succeed, whatever career path they choose. Obviously, I know this from experience. I started out as an administrator back in 2018, working towards becoming chartered, and before, who knows, maybe eventually taking over as managing director. That's obviously a few years away. That's my vision. But for the next 25 years, where is it you have financial planning going?
Well, I like your plan. I like your plan. Well, I think, as Tony said, we've got a diverse team within CBW Financial Planning and a real range of ages, experience and genders. And I believe this gives us a well-balanced and rounded group, all of whom are on their own development plan to ensure that they have a strong and experienced, consistent and highly qualified group of people that can continue to provide quality advice for many years to come. And it's a team that's learned from other experienced individuals that they've met and worked with over their careers, whilst also planning their own furrow, meaning that things continually update and evolve. And I think that's very, very important in this industry, as Tony's mentioned. Seldom a day goes by without us looking to the future, planning, organising, investing, both in time and money. I'm personally proud to be carrying the CBW Financial Planning baton at the present time. And whilst I personally might not make the Golden Jubilee, I'm sure that many of my current colleagues will, and probably be going to be working under you as Managing Director, Lewis.
Well, let's hope so. Obviously, you joined CBW as part of a merger from your previous company, Edwards. I think it was about 5 or so years ago. What was the attraction to join forces with CBW?
Well, Edwards was a smaller organisation than CBW, but we had been running for sort of close to 30 years. So it's a similar history. And when it came to my business partner looking to retire, we needed a like-minded company to join to provide succession and continuity. We considered many options, but found that CBW to be a company which shared our values and was committed to giving clients and their families quality financial advice, not just now, but for generations to come. And that's the continuity that we want, we sought, and we found it here in CBW. And as it's happened, it's turned out exactly as we hoped it would be.
So would you say, is that what set CBW apart, that the idea of continuity? You want to make sure that you can go through the generations with the advice that we give?
Yeah. In this industry, there's many advisory firms whose modus operandi is basically just to build funds under management and then, with a view to the owners ultimately selling out and riding off into their own sunset. I've always believed in providing intergenerational advice. I wanted to ensure that my clients and their children, grandchildren and so on would continue to be looked after in the same way that they were used to after I ultimately retire. And I think the partnership structure here, the partnership structure of the wider organisation, is such that CBWFP should continue to be passed down the generations, which provides both succession and continuity, which I don't think exists in a lot of other IFA practices.
Technology is a big part of most businesses now. Do you see us improving our technology to improve our clients' experience?
Yeah, I mean, when I started, we did actually have electronic calculators and electronic typewriters as well. We were cutting edge then. But yeah, look, I think most definitely, and we've invested a lot of time and money improving our technological offering. Fundamentally, we're a people business and we never want to lose that personal touch or accessibility. But there's a definite place where technology fits in our organisation and we'll always continue to harness this. Over the last 12 months or so, we've rolled out a new client portal, for instance, where you can log in and see current values of your investments. And I'm also pleased to announce our new website, which you can go and look at cbwfinancialplanning.co.uk. As we move into the future, we felt it was a time for a bit of a revamp. And as I said, we are a people business and we wanted the website to reflect our personality. So again, please go and have a look, find out a bit more about the team as well as what we do, how and why. And with regards to the latter, there's also a number of short video cartoons on there that hopefully articulate this in a simple, succinct, I can't even say it, simple, succinct fashion. So as I say, cbwfinancialplanning.co.uk, go and check it out and read all about us.
Right, thank you for your time. And let's look forward to the next 25 years of CBW Financial Planning.
Thank you, Lewis. And I look forward to you sitting on this side in 25 years' time.
Yeah, soon. Hopefully you'll still be around to listen to them.
Yes.